This is Monday, October 5th, 2009, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, live on bbsradio.com. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a great Monday. It's so beautiful here in California. Things are getting nice around here. We have a lot of fun things to do tonight. We have another contest tonight. We have a great talk about how to plan, make plans for when to start things based on the cards and the days. And then we have your questions after. So, welcome to the show. Today is a Four of Diamonds, Eight of Hearts day. Now, Four of Diamonds is kind of a hard card to be. People that are Four of Diamonds are rarely really happy. They have to work, work, work. So they don't like get like a free ride, or they're very successful, a lot of them, but only when they're willing to work for stuff. And you can look at a lot of famous Four of Diamonds people, and if you look carefully, you can kind of detect in them there's a bit of unhappiness, sort of a general unhappiness because of how life never comes easy to them. But still, they just buckle down and work, and things go well. But today's birthday is also an Eight of Hearts, and that helps a lot because having the Eight of Hearts as a ruler gives a person a lot of power and success with the public. So they can easily focus their desire for success, for happiness, on their career and work, and they do very well. We have a lot of people born today, like Kate Winslet, actress. She's 34 years old today. Let's see, Heather Headley, Colin Malloy of The Decemberist, actress Parminda Nagra, same birthday as same year as Kate Winslet. We have a bunch of people. One of my favorite rock singers from the old days, Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band, born today. Daniel Baldwin, born today. Let's see, Barry Switzer from the Football Hall of Fame, coach. Clive Barker, director Clive Barker. Brian Johnson of AC/DC. He's 62 years old. And David Bryson of Counting Crows is 55 years old today. Famine relief organizer Bob Geldof, 55 today. And architect Maya Lin. There's actually more, but one more I want to mention. Guy Pearce, who is 42 years old today. I saw him just last night. I watched on my TiVo. I watched that movie, The Time Machine, which was made about, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, a remake of the original. So happy birthday, everybody born today. Hope this is a great year for you. Okay, now let's have the contest. Here's the contest. People have been getting these answers a lot quicker than I thought they would, so that tells me that my questions are a little bit too easy. So I'm hoping that tonight I'm able to come up with a question that's a little bit more challenging. And hopefully, along with that challenge, is more reward. So here's the rules in case you've never heard this before. I'm going to ask a question about the card system. And the first person who calls in and gets on the show and has the right answer wins the prize. And the prize is a report, either a report about a year, for a year of your life or someone's life, or a relationship report with you and somebody else. Now, if somebody who calls in, if nobody that calls in gets the question right and answers it, then the first person who emails me with the right answer will win. And my email address is at the bottom of every page of my website, seventhunders.com. So you can go to seventhunders.com if you haven't already been there, which probably you have, if you need my email address to send me the answer to the question. Okay, so here's tonight's question. There are certain cards in the deck that are really like, I consider them to be the archetypes of certain births, sun signs in astrology. For example, the Five of Clubs might be like the Sagittarian card of the entire deck. So my question tonight is, what card is the Virgo card of the whole deck, and what card is the Cancer card of the whole deck? Okay? So again, what card is the Virgo card of the deck, and what card is the Cancer card of the deck? That these cards will be the archetypes of those sun signs. They act as though, no matter what sign somebody is of those cards. For example, somebody might be a Sagittarius Four of Clubs. Okay, I just gave away one of the answers. Okay, forget that one. We'll just have to go with the Cancer card. What is the Cancer card of the deck? I better stop talking before I give away both answers and then have to come up with a new question. Okay, so that's the contest for tonight. So good luck. Okay, now, there's a subject in astrology called electional astrology. Basically, whenever something begins, you do a chart for that something, and the chart of the moment of that birth of that, whatever it is, a business, a relationship, a meeting, a contract being signed, that day, and in astrology, that time of day and place of day, will create a chart for that new entity. So they consider the beginnings of things to be new entities in astrology. Okay? So likewise, when you're going to start a new business with the cards, or if you're going to start a new relationship, either a personal relationship or a business relationship, like a partnership where you would sign contracts, the day that that begins becomes the birthday of that entity, that relationship. And the karma of that day will be applied to that business or that relationship. So the basic rule is to choose days to start things on. And I'm going to give you a little more detail about that, about the relationship end and the business end. But the basic theory is you consciously choose days that have the best karma for that thing. For example, if it's a relationship, you want to pick a day that has the best karma for relationships. Now, in my book, I teach about, if you're going to get married in a Venus period. And all that's okay, but it's more important, really way more important, that things be planned on days that have good karma for that thing. That's more important than whether you're in what period you're in. Though it is nice, usually there's enough flexibility that you can have it all. You can not only have a good day that has really good karma for whatever, but you can also have a good day for you in a good period. There's a third component, too, is how compatible you are with that day. But again, that's not nearly as important as the day itself. I mean, we look at some of the most successful companies in the world, and we see what days they were born on. And, it really is a telling thing, astrologically. And card-wise, it's the same thing. So let's talk about business first, and then we'll talk about relationship. Okay, so business, what constitutes the day that you start a business? Well, if you have an incorporation of the company, if it's going to be something that's incorporated, that would be the day, the birthday of the company. If there was a contract being signed to initiate something like a business relationship, then that would be the day that that contract would be signed, would be the birthday of the relationship. If you're not going to incorporate, if you're not signing a contract, then the day that this business starts would be the day that you open up your doors or your website or whatever for business. Okay? The first day you begin doing business would be the day. So, that basically covers the three categories of how that might start. Okay? Now, in relationship, it's very interesting. Let's talk about personal relationships. Business relationships really would be the contract signing date. That pretty much would be it. Now, if you don't have an agreement in a business relationship, you are a fool asking for lots of trouble. So I'm assuming that you know enough that you would always have a contract between you and whoever you're doing a business relationship with. We're just making that assumption. Okay? Okay. So with all that in mind, On the personal end, there are three dates. The day you first meet somebody in person becomes the birthday of that relationship. So, you know, you meet somebody, you go out on a date, it's your first date together, and that is the birthday of your relationship. But not forever. It only, if the relationship progresses to the point where you end up having sex together, the day you have sex becomes a new birthday of the relationship. It's very important to keep this in mind, okay? If the relationship progresses, the first time you have sex, so you can plan that. Yeah, in other words, if you are in a, if you met somebody you really like, and you know you would like to see this relationship go as far as it can, you might want to choose the day consciously that you would have intimacy the first time together. Okay? Nice. Now, if the relationship then proceeds to marriage, then the marriage, the day you get married will be the new birthday of the relationship. And every time you make one of these new steps, the previous day is history. Okay? Like the first time you have sex, if you have sex, that day you met is no longer in effect. Very important to know. Okay? Now, I'm also going to talk about what the best cards are for these things, so you can use this information as good, as much as you can. So, but you need to know those basic principles first so that you kind of get an idea of how to do your planning and your scheduling. Okay, so the best cards for business, some of the cards that have the best karma for money are the eight of clubs because it has a 10 of diamonds in Jupiter, the 5 of clubs because it has a 7 of diamonds in Jupiter, the 6 of clubs because it has an 8 of diamonds in Jupiter. The 6 of clubs also happens to be a great day for marriage because it has a queen of hearts in Venus. So that's a doubly good day. And there's a lot of birthdays of the year. There's a lot of them that have the 6 of clubs. So you're not going to have to look for a long time. You're not going to have to be, you know, sweating bullets over finding a day that has a 6 of clubs in there. Okay? Now, remember, this can be birth card or ruling card as well. That's important to keep that in mind. You're not limited by this just being the birth card. It can be the birth card or the ruling card, though the birth card would be naturally a little stronger. Okay, just to keep that in perspective, having a birth card on a certain day is a little bit stronger than the ruling card. So it's usually easy to find exactly what you want. It's usually fairly easy to find like a 6 of clubs day, that's not usually a problem. Okay? All right. So, for business, those are good. King of Diamonds is a good business day. Bill Gates is a King of Diamonds ruling card. You know, he's done pretty good for himself. A 10 of Diamonds, you would think it'd be a great business day, and it might be, but it's not as sure, not as much of a sure thing as some of the other days that I mentioned. Okay? So, I would avoid that one, actually, because it may not actually be as good as it looks. That's how it works with the cards sometimes. Some of the cards you think they'd be really good for something, but it doesn't turn out that a lot of 10 of Diamonds really become very successful financially for some reasons which we don't have time to go into. In terms of love, I mentioned the 6 of Clubs has a Queen of Hearts in Venus. The 2 of Spades has a Queen of Hearts in Jupiter. The King of Clubs has a 4 of Hearts in Venus. Very nice card. And the 7 of Spades has a 4 of Hearts in Jupiter. These cards all have pretty good marriage karma. I mean, those are all great for love, relationship, especially for marriage, all of those days. There are a few others. I would think the 8 of Clubs would also be good for marriage. It has a good card in Venus. Any card that has a strong, powerful card in Venus. King of Diamonds has a good card, 4 clubs in Venus. So, but you wouldn't want to get married on a 3 day or a 5 for the most part. You know, a jack, some of the jacks, you know, problems. So you want to pick these days where of cards that these people get married, they stay married, they like to be married. perhaps some of the twos you might consider. You know, a two of hearts might be a good day to get married. Even though it's a lover's card, it has a good marriage karma. The two of diamonds might be a good day to get married also. Most of the twos, actually, I should take that back. All the twos would be good for marriage. I mean, they are partnership days. You would think they would, and it turns out that they are. Okay, so that's really all there is to it. If you have any questions about how to use this, you feel free to call in and ask on the show here. I'll be happy to address that. We're going to have lots of fun tonight. So we're going to take our first break. We're going to listen to the song Journey from my CD Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines and find out if somebody has already got the question right. Be right back after Journey from Bhakti Rock. Well, the emails have come in. A lot of wrong answers. One right answer so far. Some of you are really smart. That's all I got to say. Okay, well, first up tonight is Melissa from South Carolina. Her birthday is September 25th, 1976. Are you there, Melissa?
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Good.
Have you ever called in before? I don't think I've talked to you, or have I?
No, I haven't talked to you before.
And are you familiar with the card system at all?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I did call for a reading, but I would like to answer the question.
Okay, great. What's your answer to the question, what's the Cancer card of the whole deck?
The Four of Cards.
God, good job. And how did you figure that out?
Well, I've been reading your books for years, and I knew it had to be a heart because hearts are family, and Cancer is very family-oriented. So
yeah.
I was like, which one is it? I was thinking, is it the six? Is it the... But then I looked through my book, and you have a profile of the Four of Hearts, and it says there, the Cancer card. So.
I didn't know I had said that somewhere, but good job, really good job. You're the first caller, and you got it right in the first time. I got to come up with some harder questions. Okay, Melissa, I have your spreads up here in front of me, and, you know, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So what's going on you want some help with tonight?
I follow you through the archives as well, and you did a class or you gave a show on the underlying long-range card. And if I calculated everything right, my underlying long-range card is a 9 of spades under that 6 of spades, and that kind of had me a little concerned.
You mean the vertical long-range? Yeah, I call it the vertical long range, actually. Yeah.
Okay, vertical, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, okay, so this is in your ruling card spread, your 8 of diamonds spread at age 33. You have a 6 of spades long range, and you have a 9 of spades vertical. So, yeah, this could be a really intense year, but it doesn't have to be a negative thing unless you have really been ignoring your inner voice, you know? So have you?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the 9 means like a completion of a great magnitude, okay? It's not some small thing, it's a big thing, a big completion. Now, completion can be interpreted in many ways. Completion can mean like that you get something that you wanted for a long, long time. Okay, that's one possible thing.
Okay.
So what's going on? What are you doing with your work, for example, right now?
Well, I work in insurance, but I really wanted to continue my studies with the cards and see where that would take me.
I see. Well, you know, there's an underlying card for those long-range cards, too. And your underlying card for the 6 of spades is the 8 of spades.
Good Lord. Another death card? Death card?
Well, it's a death card, yes, but it also is the card that represents this entire system.
Oh. It's
the card of the Order of the Magi. So maybe you will be getting involved in this. See?
Okay.
And see, a 6 of spades, when you interpret a 6 of spades on the positive side, it means finding one's true purpose in life. You know, moving into one's true purpose. So don't always assume that these influences are going to be negative, okay?
Okay.
I mean, the interpretations, I've said this before, the interpretations in the book tend to be on the negative side because... honestly, most people are going to experience that because they're of lower consciousness. But there's always room for a really high expression of these cards for somebody who has spiritual awareness. Okay?
Oh, okay, wow.
So this could be for you the year when you really come into a realization of your life's purpose, and it could involve doing work with the cards. Okay?
Well, that sounds good. So I need to join the Order of the Magi.
The Magi Fellowship, yeah, absolutely. You can certainly check us out, and we can find out if that would be the right thing for you. So that's available.
Okay.
Well, great. And where do you live in North Carolina, Melissa?
I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I read it up. I misread it. Okay, great. Well, you know, we don't have anybody in South Carolina yet, so.
Yay! Good news.
That's so anyway, thanks for calling tonight. Thanks for being my guest. And send me an email and let me know what report you want, either a relationship one or yearly, and who it's for and their birthday and their name. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
And congratulations again on winning the contest.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Boy, I really do got to come up with some better questions. I can't believe that. She got that one right out of the hopper. That was impressive, I must say. My listeners are highly educated, I would say. I'd be willing to say that. Okay, next up we have Michelle from Surrey, Canada. She's a Libra, October the 13th, 1966. Are you there, Michelle? I'm not sure if we lost her or if we lost our host, our producer. Anybody there? Hello? Okay, well, we're not getting Michelle, so let's go on to Georgette. I can't hear Michelle at all. So maybe she's not there.
I'm here.
Oh, is this Michelle?
The phone. Hello?
Is this Michelle?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Now. Hello?
Oh, I was like, I thought I had to press talk on my cell phone.
I don't know. I don't
Can
know
you hear
your
me?
Cell phone.
On my cell phone, I wasn't sure how I was going to get connected with you.
Okay, well, now we are connected.
Anyway, now. Okay.
And is your birthday October 13th, 1966?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So what can we do for you tonight?
I just bought your books maybe last month, and I've been reading them. And there's somebody I like,
uh-huh.
but he's not available.
Perfect.
And I just... but I seem to like him anyways.
Yeah, it's like he's perfect for you right now because you're not ready to make a commitment either.
Yeah, I'm not.
So it's really good to date people who aren't available when you're not really ready yourself. You know, it works out just fine.
Really? Because I'm separated.
Uh-huh.
And from my husband, who was a jack of spades.
Uh-huh.
And our first connection is Pluto.
Yeah, good job there with that one.
Not very good, right? It's like
yeah,
good pressure. And
I've known a lot of Nine of Clubs. I've known a lot of Nine of Clubs who end up with Jack of Spades. I have no idea why there's an unusual amount of Nine of Clubs women who find themselves attracted to Jack of Spades men. Yeah.
Now the guy that I like is a Ten of Diamonds.
Okay, what birthday is he of the Ten of Diamonds?
February 15th.
February the 15th. Okay, so he's an Aquarian. He's also a Three of Clubs. And,
yeah.
Well, but, you know, him not being available, what does it really matter? I mean, you know you like him. Nothing I say
yeah, exactly.
is going to change that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I feel.
I mean, I could say, what
can
I even say? You know, and why would I? Why would I even not you want, why would I even want you not to date him? I mean, you've already decided you like him, so...
Yeah.
So what's the question? You're not going to get married. He's unavailable.
No, I don't even want to get married again, is what I feel. I don't find that really
now
important.
Now, I'm just curious, when did you meet him?
Over a year ago.
Okay. Have you guys gotten together yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think he's going to be around for a while, actually. I do think, though, you're going to find as you go into this next year that it's not going to be a totally happy experience. Okay?
Yeah.
You've got his card in Saturn next year.
Oh, what does that mean again?
Well, that means it's not going to be fun and happy. It might be fun and happy for a while, but there are going to be some chapters of it that aren't going to be so nice, okay?
Oh. Okay, and what about, I liked this person that was Six of Diamonds.
Yeah.
But just that the intensity is too strong or something? But I don't
know.
Well,
I don't know. I've seen
really
a lot of Nine
well.
Of Clubs. That's the other card that Nine of Clubs most often end up with.
Yeah, because we were almost got together, but then I changed my mind because I was scared because we got along too well.
Yeah, right.
So was that too good thing?
Yeah, you just couldn't handle that. I understand.
Ran away.
Yeah, I've been there.
I did before when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
That whole fear thing, right? But I'm over that. But what? So you don't. Why would it say that? It'd be too intense if we got along so many ways.
I didn't say it's too intense. You did. I didn't say that.
No, I mean, in the reading, when I looked him up and looked up the intensity.
Well, there's
that,
a lot of intensity because you're karma cards, but it doesn't mean it won't be good.
Oh, really?
Intense could be good.
Yeah.
You ever have an intense orgasm? Was that a bad thing?
Oh, yeah. No.
Now, how would you say, was that good or was that bad? See? So intense does not necessarily mean bad. Just keep that in mind.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, and what else? Oh, geez.
Well, I think I've answered enough questions for you.
Sorry.
For the night.
Can I ask one more thing?
You're welcome to call again next week if you have more questions. Okay?
Can I ask one more thing really quick?
I don't
know. On the life spread where it says the moon and the sun and all that under your description, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Can you look up, like, the Ten of Spades under the moon, and would you read the Ten of Spades, the whole profile, and summarize, get an idea of what the person is like with the Ten of Spades and the moon?
You know what? I really don't understand the question. I apologize, but I don't quite get it. So I don't know if
okay.
I can answer that right now because I don't really understand the question.
I don't know how to ask it. The life spread cards, right, when you look up your, let's say I'm Nine of Clubs or Two of Hearts, and there's a list, the Moon, Sun, Mercury, right, and it has
yeah.
the cards.
Yeah, your Moon card is a Jack
spades.
Of Hearts.
Yeah.
So what
how
about
do you
that?
How do you interpret that chart? Do you look at the card and just read up on the Nine of Spades?
Well, I haven't written any interpretations for the Moon card in your life spread, but one would generally think it would be a supportive, nurturing influence in your life. So you might look at your Moon card as, what would nurture and support me?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to let you go, Michelle, so that I can get to other callers. Okay? Thanks for calling and being my guest tonight.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Okay. Time for our next break. When we come back, we'll finish calls. We're going to listen to Om Namah Shivaya. And after Om Namah Shivaya from my CD Bhakti Rock, we're going to come back and talk to Georgette and Kathy and Pam. Be right back after Om Namah Shivaya. back. Okay. Our next caller up tonight is, let's see, Georgette, Jack of Clubs, July 17th, 1957, from San Clemente, California. Are you there, Georgette? Hello? We're looking for Georgette on line 4. Hoping. Oh, we lost somebody. Oh, too bad. Okay, we'll move right along to Pam from Eureka. Are you there, Pam? We're having a little trouble. I see. Well, actually, Georgette had emailed me and said that she got disconnected. So I don't know if Pam is gone. So is there anybody on I can talk to?
I'm here.
Who are I?
This is Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. This is Robert.
Hi.
Oh, and you're from Inglewood.
Right.
June 29th, 1951. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
Great. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So, what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm in the middle of doing a lot of stuff and looking to more or less kind of capture to see my long range. I know that I have, you know, the King of Diamonds, which is giving me some business power, but I have that Nine of Clubs, and I'm hoping that that will be, you know, more of a positive.
I think it is going to be very positive, actually.
Okay. I was just wondering because, you know, it's sitting up in that special little sunspot
there. You're right. It's in the Eight of Diamonds spot, and you've got a Ten of Clubs vertical with that. So, really, this is the year you should really go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be in an Inventors Showcase coming up in November, and I'll be in my Mars period. And I was just a little concerned about my underlying cards, because I see that I have, you know, like Five of Hearts, Five of Clubs, and I was just
don't be too concerned about these cards until you have some more experience. I mean, fives just mean taking a trip, you know.
Okay.
Taking a trip, so look at the... just the major cards first, and those aren't too bad, you know.
Okay, all right.
But, that Nine of Clubs and Ten of Clubs says you really need to get the word out about what you're doing this year. I wanted to tell you that, you know.
Okay.
You need to really spread the word. You need to reach a larger audience somehow with your message of what you're up to.
Right, and that's kind of like what kind of occurred today. I got a phone call that she wants some more information so that she can blog about my product, which is, I'm looking at it as to being very positive. So, I'm getting, you know, I'm to that point of where I've kind of like just jumped in, you know, the whole lock, stock, and barrel and just took the plunge. And so now it's like I can't get back out.
Yeah, just be careful don't give your money away to people who promise to make you successful on the internet.
No, I'm not going to do that. I had a lady give me some advice, and I'm looking for an investor, and she says, always use somebody else's money. So,
yeah, that's smart. I mean, and, you know, somebody who can analyze the situation and see if it has potential or not, you know, would be really good.
I'm just hoping that I'm going in the right direction because it's, you know, it's always a fear of the unknown. And,
of course. And you're a Cancer, so you're always worried about your money anyway.
Right.
You want to take really good care of it like it's your little baby.
I do take really good care of it. And, you know, it's like, you know, I still like to kind of hold on to as much of it as I possibly can. So,
Unless it's too heavy, the fear of the unknown. Yeah, don't let it weigh you down too much.
Well, no, I'm not wanting to, but it's like I'm getting to the point where I've been trying to get this going for so long now. It's like, well, you know, this is going to be the year
if it doesn't go this year with the cards you have, then you can just let it go, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, that, if anything, you know, I have a patent, and I thought, well, maybe I just look to see if maybe I can, you know, license it or patent or sell the patent or something, because it's just becoming just financially and emotionally draining, so it's a lot of work.
Oh, good. So, well, I think you seem to have a good level head about the whole thing.
Okay.
So whatever happens, I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
So, and you do have really good influences, and I would definitely forge ahead this year more than usual to take advantage of those.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. It seems like all of a sudden I just got this, like, this big burst of, like, everything I need to do, and it's just, like, been boom, 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 and I'm just, you know, it's just all coming to fruition very quickly.
Oh, so, really? Good for you. Good for you, Kathy.
Yeah, so...
And this is your, this is good. This is actually a good. So, good luck with everything, and thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I guess we found Pam, who is a Leo, born on July 24th, 1948. Are you there, Pam?
Or is
I am. Ah, okay. Hi, Pam, how are you?
I'm fine. My name's not Pam, but it's fine. He didn't write it. use Pam. I have a friend named Pam.
You have a boyfriend or a partner who's August the 18th?
I actually just asked him to leave.
But oh. Okay.
It is still about him.
Yeah, he's pretty young, isn't he?
The card reading that you sent me on the email, the love cards, absolutely read right. It was everything, it was perfect, except, and I can see and I can feel it with him. However, I've done the building part of my life. I don't drink, I don't use drugs. He is an entirely different person. The main problem that was there that was overwhelming me is that he has an acute case of post-traumatic stress syndrome. And to me, it felt like a third party. So that everything that was in the reading, although it feels right, because of, A, his lack of maturity and the fact that he's in the building part of his life, which is just coming up, and I'm at the undone.
You know, that just teaches you something. What is your first name, by the way?
Alton.
Okay, and that just teaches you something, that you can have the best compatibility with somebody, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to actually have a relationship.
And that was my question,
there's other mitigating factors. There's other factors that can be more significant than how well connected you are. For example, some birthdays are just completely incapable of making commitments. Now, I'm not saying that you are or that he is, but, you know, some people can be highly attracted to somebody who really can't really make a relationship, and it's not going to work, even though they're extremely compatible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in this case, I think it's more of an age difference. I mean, this guy's you're almost 40 years older than him.
35,
yeah. And
35.
It's not that age is a problem, but it does create this big discrepancy between, like, where you're going in your life at what time.
That didn't feel like the wrong thing. I mean, that is an issue.
Yeah.
That felt like the wrong thing.
Well, the things you're saying about it seem to be exactly what I just said, you know. I think it's about the age.
No, it's the post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Well, that was one part of it, but you also said some other things. You said he's in a building stage, you're not. Do you remember saying that?
Well, let me see. I could very well go back, and I was a businesswoman all my life, and we do have that in common as a thread, and I wouldn't mind going back in business just as a lark.
So, Alton, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have to ask you if you have a question, because I got other
people. Well, the question was just how to deal with the post-traumatic stress syndrome, because it's in the way. The age is an issue, but the other issue is more in the way.
Well, that's for him to take care of. I mean, you can suggest things to him, but that's his responsibility to handle.
Well, you know, that's why.
I mean, you need to be honest and say, you know, you need to handle this, but he may not even be mature enough to really know that, you know?
Mm, he does. He's brilliant.
Well, being really smart doesn't mean you really know what's going on inside of yourself.
No, he knows.
Well, okay. Then he's handling it.
Surprise.
So there's no question. Do you understand?
No.
In other words, if he knows, then he's already aware and he's doing whatever he's got to do. He's a guy, right? He's taking care of it.
I think you may be right on that one. I think that, I think you may be right on that one, and what I did by asking him to go was actually what he wanted me to do, because he needs to be handling his life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. We haven't talked to him, but, you know, he had his reasons. So I'm sure they were good ones.
So even though your reading is good.
Yeah. I mean, you're the same two cards, almost the same birthdays as, what's her name, Jennifer Lopez and her husband. He's an 8 of clubs. She's a 4 of clubs.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, very dramatic.
Yeah, well, Leos always are, of course.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much drama at this point in my life.
But
it's okay.
They like it, but just not that much.
No, actually, it was like having Scarface leap into my living room.
Scarface.
He is such a dynamic and eccentric and alive, interesting human being.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Someone like I have never met before.
Well, okay, well, Alten, I'm going to have to let you go so I can have some more people call in, all right?
All righty. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next up is, I think, Pam. Is Pam here?
No, wasn't that Pam?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. This Misty?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for being patient with me.
Oh, I'm so glad I got through.
And you're an Aries?
Yes.
And you're April the 12th, 1974?
Yes.
And you have a love interest whose birthday is May 5th, 1981. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so you've got an ace of spades, 7 of diamonds, and you're a 9 of diamonds, king of clubs. Okay, so what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to know about the connection and if it could be anything significant.
Yeah, of course it could. You guys got great connections. No problem. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Well, no, because we spoke once before, and I was going right into my Mars, and you mentioned about me probably meeting someone with some kind. But now I'm going into my Jupiter phase, and I believe he is too. And I just, you know, want to know, like,
well, have you guys hooked up yet?
Something?
Have you guys hooked up yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's
he
saying?
In the great days.
Does he want to hang out with you or not?
Well, we are.
Okay. So what's the question?
I don't know. Just I guess, yeah, if, you know, if there's this, like,
you guys have really good connections, okay? Now, here's the thing. There's one thing I do want to share with you about your connections, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're a King of Clubs ruling card, and which has a 2 of spades karma card, and he's an ace of spades, he's moon to you, which makes you feel very close, but you get to be the boss of the relationship.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you are the boss. And if you don't accept that, it won't work, because you are the boss, and you have to be willing to lead. If you're unwilling to lead, this relationship's not going to go anywhere. Okay?
Okay.
So you have to basically, the way you got to play this is, you have to say, hey, I really like you, and this is what I want to do. Are you coming along with me?
Okay.
And then if he says yes, then that's great. And if he says no, you got to be willing to let him go, because with you and him, you have to be the one who says, this is where we're going.
Okay. Well, it seems like he's on board.
Well, you know, you don't know until you really ask him flat out.
Right.
I mean, guys usually are pretty straight up about that kind of stuff, but you got to ask him to find out for sure.
Okay.
You being a 9 of diamonds, you'd be afraid of asking the question, see?
Right.
You got to step out of that and step up and say, this is what I want, and be willing to, you know, verbalize it, and be clear about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All those fun things.
Noted. Well,
okay, so good. I mean, you guys have a past life love connection. You got closeness. I mean, he's a man that once he commits, he's pretty committed. He's pretty committed.
Well, okay, so, like, for himself, like, is he at a, like, a stage in himself where he feel like he could probably commit? I mean,
I don't, why don't you ask him? What are you asking me for? I don't know him, what he's thinking, and, you know. I'm not
so
a psychic.
Think, you know, with, like, the influence, like, you know, certain cards and
No. The cards can't answer that kind of question. Okay.
Mm, okay.
Sometimes the best thing is just to go ask the person.
Okay.
Just get the nerve to go talk to them face to face and say, hey, I really like you. I want to spend more time with you, and this is what I want to do. You coming along with me or not?
Okay. Very well.
All right. So have fun with that.
Thank you.
All right, Misty. Thanks for being so patient tonight.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good night.
All right, good night. And we had a caller earlier who dropped, and she's come back. Her name is Georgette, and wouldn't you know, she's a Jack of Clubs. You know, Jack of Clubs women often have names that sound like little guys. Are you there, Georgette?
Yes, I am.
That's not an insult, by the way. It's just an observation.
No. I love it. I just love it because my father used to call me Georgie.
Georgie, yeah. And I mean, these names, we think these names are given to us randomly, but there's nothing random about the name that we have that we're born with. Jacks always end up with these names that start with J, or, you know, Georgette starts with a G, but it sounds like a J.
It sounds like a J, exactly.
And you are July 17, 1958, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Right. So what's your question this evening?
My question is, my planetary ruling card is the Queen of Spades. So when I go to take a look at what's ahead for the yearly spread, am I kind of making a blend of both my Jack of Clubs and...
No, you don't have... They're actually distinct from each other.
Okay.
So you have two parts to your personality. You have the Jack of Clubs part and a Queen of Spades part.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize those two different people inside of you?
I do.
Okay, so the Jack of Clubs spread is what's going on with that part of you. And the Queen of Spades spread is what's going on in that part of your life.
Mm.
And they're not necessarily connected at all. They never jive up together. I mean, they're distinct things happening on different levels at the same time.
Right. So, in other words, if I wanted to determine what would happen in my Mercury or my Venus phase, I would have to then determine on which level would it be, either the Queen of Spades or the Jack of Clubs?
Well, like right now, you have in your birth chart spread, you have a King of Clubs and a Nine of Spades. That's what's going on in your Jack of Clubs part of your life. Okay?
Yes.
In your Queen of Spades part, you have a Four of Diamonds and King of Spades. And that's what's going on to that part of you, the Queen of Spades part of you. Does that help explain it?
I think it does. When I look at the yearly spread, what I'm trying to do is actually get a synopsis of the kinds
no,
of...
No, you can't synthesize those two spreads, okay?
Right, I understand that.
Yeah, just you know, look at, okay, this is what's going on. They're both going to be happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not connected. That's
okay.
Important. I mean, a lot of stuff can happen in 52 days.
Right.
You know.
And if you were to suggest or recommend a suit for a Jack of Clubs, in other words, would I be better suited with hearts or diamonds?
Well, that's a good question. But in fact, I can find somebody of every suit that you're compatible with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, the most important thing is the connections you have with the individual cards.
Right.
You know, like the Seven of Spades, for example, is your Venus card. You know, so you're going to like Seven of Spades people right off the bat. A Nine of Diamonds person would be really nice, even a Queen of Diamonds, because They're both the first card in front of you. See? The Nine of Diamonds is your Mercury card, your Moon to the Nine of Diamonds, and the Queen of Diamonds is its Karma card. So both of those cards, your Moon to. So, you know, the Moon connection is always found in almost all intimate, really strong relationships. Without it, there's often not enough glue for a relationship to materialize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you look for those. Now, I'm not saying that's the only, like it has to be, because there are exceptions. But in a general sense, those are the ones, if you look back in your past, those are the people you were most attracted to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and had the most significant relationships with, it's people you have a moon connection with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one to look out for with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's a healthy connection to have, in other words, the moon connection.
Yeah, very healthy.
Yeah. Right.
And it promotes, it causes one to feel like, one feels like getting closer to the other person, see?
Mm.
Like you feel like the, making that commitment together. You feel you feel almost compelled. Like you may not even think you want to commit, and all of a sudden you meet somebody in the moon connection, and all of a sudden you want to commit, see?
Mm. Okay.
It has that quality to it.
Great. And so if someone is born, another question, someone is born 1155, would you look at that particular day, or would you also consider the next day if they're born that close to midnight?
Well, that's a good question, by the way, and it's come up before. The card system relies on exclusively what we call true solar time, or what I call sundial time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what the clock says when you were born is what we call observed time. We all sort of agreed that it was such and such a time. You
mm-hmm.
understand?
Yes.
But that's not really where the sun was in respect. So if you're born within a half hour of midnight, or even sometimes as much as an hour from midnight, you really have to know what day you were actually born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For example, if somebody's born when there was daylight savings time, you automatically subtract an hour from their observed time of birth. So, like, if you were born at 12:05 a.m. or 12:30 a.m. in the morning, but it was in daylight savings time, you were actually born the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're close to that, to midnight, you should always consult with somebody who can calculate that for you to make sure that you are the card you think you are.
As far as the daylight savings time is concerned?
Yes, and not only that, but the longitude also plays a factor in it.
Right.
Because, see, like, there's these things called time zones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I used to live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and which is very close to it's in the Eastern time zone, but it's almost in Central,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the actual time difference between Chattanooga and Maine is more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So the longitude of where you're living also plays a factor. And we don't have time to go into how exactly to do that.
Right.
But, you know, when there's a doubt, that's something to definitely check into.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody
whatever it says on the birth certificate, in other words, is the time.
That's observed time.
Stick with.
That's observed time and not necessarily true solar time.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And you need to have true, like, what's the sun, where was the sun really at that time? That's the time you really need to have in order to know for sure what card somebody is. Okay?
Okay. Terrific.
And I know that you understand all this because you're a jack of clubs.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
Hey, those are great questions. Thanks for being my guest tonight, Georgia. Thanks
You're welcome.
For coming back.
Love the show. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Okay, guys, thank you much for the show. Thanks for listening tonight. We're going to phase on out of here, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back next week, and I'm still working on... I want to get a question so hard that nobody can answer it. Hey, if you have an idea for a really good question... Why don't you write me? If I like it and use it, I'll send you a free report too if I get a really good question from one of my listeners. Okay? All right. Have a nice night. We'll see you next week. This is Robert Lee Camp. Good night.
तस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात्
Oh,
Deva-sya-vimahe, Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam.